This is a Kaboom Podcast production from BYU Radio.
It was the darkest, longest night my family had ever been through. Not only were me and my dad dead, but the power was out. Flashlights and headlights glared through the gloom as Wolf sent his troops house to house to make sure everyone had food and water, but especially to make sure that they weren't trying to get out of town. People dialed and dialed on their cell phones, running down their batteries, only to realize that there was no way to charge them again. That's when the real panic settled in. And what was that aurora, faintly rippling rainbow colors along the horizon? Mom got a concussion and a broken arm when Wolf shot out her tire and the car crashed, but she refused to stay at the clinic after they patched her up. She waited at the house for me, Dad, and Niels to come home. And now for chapter 4, Voices in the Rain.
Come in.
Captain Doolittle, I've got your dinner. There's no power in the mess hall, but the cook was able to whip something up with a gas stove.
No, Corporal Culpepper, you're better than bullets. Eggs and sausage?
Yeah, I think so.
And is that Gouda cheese I smell?
Yeah. Anything else, sir?
Nope, this is wonderful. Dismissed.
Next time, try MREs like the rest of us. Tucky, you found the kids.
We want our phone call.
And a lawyer.
Guys, shh.
Private Tuckett! Looks like you found our 4 celebrities.
Yes, sir. They were in the woods.
There are a lot of people worried about you, kids. Come in.
We didn't do anything wrong.
Well, technically, Raina, we...
Shut up, Chess. Private Moron here shot at us.
Shot at you? What is she talking about, Tuckett?
Captain, they were in a restricted area and they ran when we told them to stop. As soon as we saw that they were...
Children? Intelligent, adventurous youngsters trying to find their place in a productive society, pitting their innocent curiosity against the power of the state, striving to...
Okay, that's enough, Skinny.
As soon as we saw that they were just kids, we detained them. Okay, look, sorry, guys.
Thank you, Private Tuckett. I'll take it from here.
Yes, sir. I was just following procedure.
That will be all, Private Tuckett.
Yes, sir. Sir, I was scheduled for leave.
Not now, Tuckett.
But, sir, my brother's stationed at Fort Bragg, and I haven't heard from him in
a long time.
I'd
be more worried about a court-martial than a family reunion right now, Private. I think you and Culpepper have patrol duty on the ridge. Dismissed!
Yes, sir.
Wow, that was just like in the movies.
Really? Cool. My job satisfaction just went up a notch. I'm sorry about what happened today, guys. Private Tuckett was just trying to do his job. And it's pretty obvious to me that you were just doing your job.
Our job?
Being intelligent, adventurous youngsters trying to find their place in a productive society. So, what are your names?
Raina Gomez.
Chesterton Franklin Washington Wardle.
Alistair Bones.
Alistair? Really?
My official designation is not widely known.
And you are?
Oh, sorry. Neil Smith.
Smith? You're the son of...
Orville Smith.
Right.
Is the electricity out?
We have generators here and at the clinic. But yes, the power's out everywhere else in town.
Did something happen?
I'm sure it's just temporary.
We saw something out there. Or at least I did.
Like what?
Skinny armpit.
You saw a skinny armpit?
Skinny!
I don't know what you're talking about.
We need to show someone. This guy seems smart and nice. Come on.
Oh.
How, resourceful. Under the arm is a good hiding place.
It's a video from the drone we were operating in the woods.
Well, let's look at it right now. I'll just plug it into my computer here. And here we go.
They all leaned in towards the screen. First, it showed the spectacular flight of the drone through the branches and into the sky. As it soared higher and higher, the world outside the Olympus Dale Valley came into view.
This is when Private Moron Squad started chasing us. You can fast forward. Okay, right there. This is right before the big noise.
Just beyond the little bowl of our town were a few farms with their fields and barns. Then came the cluster of low dome-shaped buildings that made up the research lab Dad worked at. And finally, Metro City cut into the distant horizon with its handful of tall, rectangular buildings.
What are we looking for?
What's all that static?
Within the distortion of the video, Metro City disappeared, then reappeared. A farm's grain silo melted and then unmelted on a different side of the field. The ground itself rolled like waves, obscuring Dad's research base. Everything began to dissolve when the screen went black.
Fascinating.
Indeed. It is fascinating, Mr. Chesterton.
What was it, Captain Doolittle? Were we attacked? My dad works at the lab outside of town.
Attacked? By whom? I mean, no. Definitely not. I'm sure your dad is just fine. If it had been some kind of attack, none of us would be here.
What about the sound when it happened? Did you hear it?
I think everybody heard it. I'm guessing a big transformer overloaded and blew out the power station. That might explain the sound as well as the electricity going out, and it could have knocked out the cell towers too.
That doesn't explain the video.
Well, it might. Was this memory card in the drone itself or in the receiver you were carrying?
In the receiver.
That makes sense. See, a power surge could have affected television broadcast signals somehow, which could then have interfered with the video transmission from the drone to the receiver. It's like when you hear two fuzzy stations at the same time when you're trying to tune an old radio.
Yeah, so we're seeing a movie scene mixed in with camera footage.
It's as good a hypothesis as any.
What do you think, Chess?
Possible.
Just in case, let me hang on to your SD card for a few days and I'll have it analyzed frame by frame.
Thank you, Captain. We all expect a full report.
By the way, where is the drone now?
No idea. It probably crashed miles away from where we were.
I see. Well, I need to contact your parents so I can convince them not to ground you. Major Wolf.
At ease. So you've got him. Arrange escorts home for each one of these kids immediately. Niels, there are some things we need to talk about.
Niels! Where have you been, boy?
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Niels! Niels, is that you?
Hey, Mom. Mom, you're in a cast.
Oh, thank the Lord. Thank you. Where have you been?
I was in the woods with the 1952s. Be careful with your arm, Mom. Have we heard anything from Val or Dad?
No.
Mrs. Smith, you really should have remained in the clinic.
Mom got shot at by Major Wolf.
I know, he told me. I got shot at too, Bonzi.
What? With guns? Are you okay?
Yes, Mom, I'm fine.
What happened?
No one was hurt. He and his friends were in the prohibited area. The security team didn't realize who they were until it was too late.
You shot at my son?
It was an unintended consequence. The security protocols were for your protection.
From what? No one's feeling very protected right now. Have you found my daughter yet?
We're doing everything we can. She isn't anywhere near the vicinity of the freeway exit.
I'm going to look myself. If you hadn't stopped me,
to stay in your home until further notice. No one is allowed out.
What about Metro City? Have you sent a patrol there? Talked with Stephanie's parents?
Everything that can be done is being done.
I'll have General Lightfoot on the phone tomorrow, Major Wolf.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, honey. All right. He knows. Let the man get back to work.
Find my daughter, Wolf.
Yes, ma'am.
Captain's log. Stardate 7930.5, I guess. It took a while for Dr. Brown to calm Mom down. She wouldn't stop hugging me and Bonzi with her one good arm. After we prayed forever for Val and Dad, Mom made us just sit on the couch with her. I've never seen her so freaked out. Being scared is a lot scarier when adults are scared.
Hey, Niels.
What? I'm writing in my log.
Want to hear another tidbit of craziness?
Yeah, what?
When we got home after the whole Mom crashing through the barricade incident, the front door was open and the living room was a mess, like an elephant trampled through.
Really? Was there anyone in the house?
No. Corporal Culpepper checked it all out, and Wolf said he'd have a patrol come by every couple of hours.
Weird.
Yeah, isn't it so cool and mysterious? Someone trashing our house?
Well, I'm glad Bonzi's having a good time with all this. But I guess except for Val and Dad being gone, and Mom getting hurt, and the general weirdness, it has been a pretty epic day. Besides, Dad is the smartest guy in the universe. I'm sure he's got Val with him, and by the time they get back, I might be a full-fledged member of the 1952s. Todd will be so impressed if I can just figure out the equation. Rena is so smart and pretty.
Pep, that aurora is so freaky.
You can hardly see it.
Yeah, but it's there. And it's around the whole valley.
Who knows? It magnetic something or other from the sun.
I've been to Iceland. Auroras don't look like that.
Tuck, it's not gonna work. There's no signal.
I gotta get a hold of her, man.
Your call cannot be completed at this time.
Sorry.
Pep. What are we doing up in these foothills? We should be getting briefed on what's going on.
Well, grunts, Tuck. They're not gonna tell us anything. We just gotta focus on our job.
Yeah, yeah. Keep people from leaving town. Dude, this is not normal.
This is orders. Private.
Don't give me that private stuff, Corporal Culpepper. I almost shot some kids today.
But you didn't. As soon as you realized that they weren't combatants, you followed procedure.
Arresting kids? For being in the woods. Come on! This shouldn't be happening! We're in the middle of America, man!
We have to trust the chain of command.
What chain, dude? There's no chain! No internet! Every phone line's dead!
Relax, Tuck. Utilities are out. Big deal. You don't think the U.S. military has its own hardened communication lines?
Johnson's got a satellite phone, and that doesn't even work. What, did the satellites just vanish? Aren't you worried about Bella?
Of course I am. You don't think I've tried to call her 1,000 times? But I've got a job to do, and so do you.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Shh. Do you hear that? Do you hear that?
Hear what?
I don't know. It's like... I don't know. Music.
I can't hear anything. Wait. Yeah. Maybe it's cicadas or something. We had them back home. It's gonna rain. I love that smell.
I hate the rain. Dude, that sound's getting louder.
Hey, look. Tire tracks. And they're fresh. Shine your flashlight at an angle so I can see them better. This must have been how the Smith girl got out of town this morning. She really knows these back roads.
Yo, Pip. I bet we can get a signal over that ridge.
No.
No, it's only like 50 yards over the ridge and around the bend.
No. Our orders are very, very explicit about this. We're supposed to stick to the route. Let's just give it till morning, Tuck. I'm sure we'll know more.
Hey, Tucky! Hey, get back here!
Just give me 60 seconds!
Tuck! Stop! Tuck, stop! That's an order!
Pep, don't worry! I'll call Bella for you! Almost there. Wow. It really does smell like rain!
Late that night, when everyone was in bed, Mom got up and left the house. She was in a daze, but still with it enough to walk across town and avoid the packs of soldiers on patrol. Exit 95 was lit up with portable gas generators, but you couldn't see outside the town because the on-ramp turned sharply through the narrow mountain pass. The military had erected a series of huge steel barricades barring the way, with machine guns on either side. The sound of tears and sniffles attracted Mom to a group of people all gathered together nearby. Some of them had lawn chairs, all facing the distant freeway exit. The way it curved through the narrow break in the mountains, you couldn't see beyond. So they just stared at the shadowy gap.
Folks, I'm sorry, but this is a restricted area. There's a stay-at-home curfew in place. If you don't disperse, we'll be forced to escort you back to your...
It's okay, Hicks. They can stay. As long as they don't get too close. I know why they're here.
Sir?
They're waiting for family to come home.
Mom spent the rest of the night comforting the others. She even got soldiers to bring hot chocolate to everyone while they waited for loved ones to appear. But no one came home that night. Not me, not Dad, not anyone else. Over 100 people were missing, mostly adults who worked at the research lab, but a few others too, and some kids. And no one knew what was going on outside of Olympus Dale.
Listen, if anyone needs food, water, propane, anything, just let me know. This will all be over soon.
Thank you, Martha. Same to you. We'll tell you if we hear anything.
It started raining as Mom walked home. The sunrise had finally come, but I could tell that Mom was still lost in the darkest night. It was so strange to see her this way. I wonder how often this happens. Mom spending hours giving smiles and hugs to other people when inside she's totally breaking down. Maybe I shouldn't be invading her privacy like this, even if I am a ghost. Mom, I wish you could hear me. I'm sorry, Mom.
Val? Is that you?